All right, good afternoon. I would like to thank organizers of this conference for this opportunity to present my research and research of my colleagues. And this is a very wonderful setting, very wonderful atmosphere. I am frustrated only with one thing. I could not figure out appropriate dress code for this room, but otherwise it's a wonderful conference. So my collaborators, all of them are very distinguished scientists of different age. I would like to mention my former graduate student, Eric Herbel, who is right now with Livermore National Laboratory, and Chiara Daraia, big professor in ETH, Switzerland. Both were supported by NSF, and both are very successful, and I'm very proud about them. Now, what I'm going to talk, I would like to explain you why this wave dynamics is really new. I understand it's a very bold claim, and I prepare two questions. Please not be afraid to ask them. And anyway, I have a very, very big stick to answer questions. I will present an example of strongly nonlinear materials. I will talk about Gertsen chain as a specific example. And I will demonstrate it can be strongly or weakly compressed, resulting in correspondingly weakly nonlinear, strongly nonlinear behavior, how it's related to classical FPU problem in one specific case. Then I will demonstrate what will happen if we go from discrete system to higher gradients continuum. I will introduce concept of zonic vacuum. Zonic vacuum, as Vincenzo mentioned in his previous presentation, is materials with zero elastic modulus. Then I will introduce what is specific in this case and what type of strong nonlinear solitary waves propagates there, periodic waves, shock waves. And I would like to talk about discrete system versus continuum. And to entertain you in the middle of my presentation, I will present some history lessons from Bernoulli and Einstein, what he thought about nonlinearity and continuum approach. So I will demonstrate what is happening about this relationship between discrete and continuum approach, again using strongly nonlinear Gertsen chain, which have both continuum solution for solitary wave propagation and also discrete. I will briefly talk about dissipatives. I will talk about general interaction law, not just Gertsen, just general interaction law. We will illustrate with power law materials, more general than Gertsen, with general exponent larger than one. I present experimental realizations. Then I will talk about very bizarre materials which behave in anomalous way, which do not support compression waves. They do support rarefaction solitons. They're very useful if they can be realized, because if you impact them, compression wave does not propagate. Right? Nice to have helmet made from this material, for example. I will demonstrate that if we have two interfaces and each one is a zonic vacuum, then we have very unusual behavior, continuum object, or the object which can be described in continuum approximation, when it approaches interface, it is transformed into discrete object and single particles, which generates sequence of other continuum object. Very, very unusual and interesting behavior. I will talk about diatomic chains and tunability of band gaps. I will talk about tensegrity-based strongly nonlinear systems, something which was already discussed in previous talks. I think it's very interesting behavior because they present unprecedented tunability. I will see, we will demonstrate what interfaces between these materials can produce. What type of wave behavior will happen if pulse approaches interface between this material. Conclusions, I will present conclusions. Questions and suggestions for future. If somebody will be interested for sources for detailed information, it will be presented here.
Can you do all of that in 30 minutes?
Try. I'll try. Motivation. So everything started from something, right? So this problem started with very, I call it pure and dirty engineering problem, because it was pure engineering problem to develop barriers against explosive loading. And at the same time, it was very dirty because detonation products don't smell very well, believe me. But it's immediately put forward appropriate scaling, right? We already talked about how to scale earthquake, and scaling is the beginning of the end of any problem, right? If you don't know how to scale something, you better stop doing it, right? So amplitude of pulse was high due to contact explosion. So I am interested in a very high amplitude, which acts on the contact. It's a short pulses, one from 10 to 100 microseconds, and it should be repeatable. You should be able to use it multiple times. So practical choice was iron shots, just spherical particles from metallurgical plant. They're very inexpensive. And it turns out that they attenuate very well this very violent contact load. So the question was, as usual in practice, you invent something, but to optimize it, you need to understand, right? So this is what we try to do. Now I will briefly outline why it is new wave dynamics. Because as Corey mentioned, I may not be able to tell everything, but at least I will tell you the main things, right? So disk is strong in nonlinear systems, granular materials, and system with strong nonlinear elements, for example, O-rings on tensegrity structures, represent a new class of media, being a natural extension from weakly to strong nonlinear case. I would like to emphasize that mechanics now in this dynamics of material is in front of any other area. For example, you cannot create strong nonlinear materials in photonics, right? Because it's very difficult to create nonlinearity for electromagnetic pulses. For mechanical system, it's relatively easy, right? So why it is new? Because it supports new type of solitary waves, which are compact, space scale independent on amplitude, dictated by mesoscale and interaction law. Highly tunable, sensitive to low amplitude external mechanical field, the only known systems that can be tuned from strong nonlinear to linear regimes. Multiscale system based on tensegrity concept allow tuning even from strong nonlinear elastically stiffening behavior to elastically softening regime. None other known materials are able to do this trick. Absence of acoustic impedance, remember it's sonic vacuum, or negligible influence of acoustic impedance at low precompressions create new interfacial phenomena, which allows this transformation from continuous disk to continuum pulse transformation and targeted energy transfer. General statement, it's a new area in infant stage. Research is a logical step. Nothing is completely new. Ideal case is to see how it tracked to the previous step. It's a logical step forward in general strong nonlinear wave dynamics. Main goal is design of strong nonlinear tunable mesostructures with optimal performance. I will mainly discuss propagating wave because area is already very broad and I will not be able to discuss anything else for 30 minutes. So it's not a review. And I would like to mention that theoretical, numerical, and experimental research in this area is very active and they probably need, each of them will need a special presentation. Examples, low dimensional, granular material, polymer and metal forms, metamaterials, tensegrity structure, forest of carbon nanotube, colloids, magnetorheological slurry. So it's enough strong nonlinear materials in nature. Sources of strong nonlinearity can be very different. Nonlinear interaction law, it's a Gerson interaction, or even more nonlinear double power law for compression of O-rings between rigid plates. Configuration nonlinearity, a lot of talk about that. I will not touch it in my talk. Microscopic change of coordination number with compression and mesoscopic rearrangement of force chains. Elastic instability, buckling of walls, or in tensegrity structures, it will result in strong nonlinearity. Finally, nonlinear dissipation is just nightmare, specifically in rubber element like O-rings, but it's really strong nonlinear also. Simple case, nothing looks more similar than the chain of particles, by the way, which is wrongly used for demonstration of linear momentum and energy conservation. This, remember, Newton cradle. Everybody used it for wrong demonstration of conservation of energy linear moment. If you will ask me later why, I will explain. Now, Hertzian law of interaction, what is unusual about this law, 3 over 2, if you have zero precompression, it's not linearizable, which has a very strong consequences. If you precompress the system with a force F0, it is linearizable, and you can introduce two small parameters. One, you consider that amplitude of pulse which propagates in the system is smaller than initial precompression force, and long wave approximation. Equation of motion. If it is strongly compressed, you use this unharmonic approximation, you arrive to the classical equation for weakly nonlinear system, which is identical to FPU problem. So in this only approximation, these two problems are very similar. I would like to emphasize, say a few words about FPU problem. This is FPU problem, is strongly nonlinear problem, weakly nonlinear by nature, by the nature of the problem. This is a original text from FPU problem. By the way, there is a mistake with the sign. It may happen with everybody. The purpose of our, I would like to emphasize the following. The purpose of our computation was to see how, due to nonlinear forces, perturbing the periodic linear solution. System has periodic linear solution. Little nonlinear term, small nonlinear term perturbs, and they're trying to understand what's happened with the result, right? So it's a weakly nonlinear problem from physics point of view. So we can use continuum approximation. This is a standard wave equation. Then you have next step. You add properties of mesostructure. There is no properties of mesostructure, no characteristic size, for example. If you would like to have characteristic size, scale of system, you need to go to this dispersive term. And if it is weakly nonlinear, you have a weakly nonlinear term. Only it's done for Gertzian system, and specific parameters of Gertzian system are presented here. The all new things about this specific case is that you can tune through delta zero, C zero, and nonlinear coefficient. Useful, but it's not the major thing. So you can introduce KdV again. It's just simple exercise. Here we are getting to the dramatic point of all this development. So now if you have this KdV soliton, this is length of soliton, velocity of soliton, KdV soliton, actually should be called Russell, because Russell was the first who experimentally observed it. And then we have sound speed, and the velocity of this soliton is very close to sound speed. But problems starts when you have initial pre-stress going to zero. What is happening? You have wavelengths approaching zero, delta V approaching infinity, you have complete collapse of KdV solutions in strongly nonlinear case. What we need to do in this case? In this case, we need to go back, and we need to break from KdV, and which is based on two small parameters, and FPU paradigms, which is weakly nonlinear. So we have the same chain, now it is strongly compressed. It's a little bit compressed in the beginning, but wave compresses strongly, right there. We need to forget about unharmonic approximation. We still may try to use long wave approximation. Maybe it will produce something useful, maybe not. So, discrete equation. We use only one small parameter. This is the wrong way. We cannot go this way because there is no sound speed, which is important. But we still can use long wave approximation and will result in this quite complex equations, right? This is one equation. This is a regularized equation. There are big questions right now among mathematicians, which equation is better. One is, strictly speaking, is ill-posed with respect to initial value problem. Another one is better, but both of them are questionable when we go to the small space scale. Nevertheless, historically, it was solved. This equation was solved for stationary solution, and it was found exact equation for solitary wave speed, strongly nonlinear. At small dynamic amplitude, this equation gives sound speed and speed of KdV soliton. This is theoretical curve. This is experimental data, independent experimental data from Costa, Falcon, and Fauve. We can see that they fit very nicely. Experimental data. Very interesting case when we have zonic vacuum, when initial pre-stress is equal to zero, interaction force is non-analytical, non-linearizable. And still, we have as a limit, we have this cosine power 4 solutions for strong and nonlinear solitary wave. This is for strain. Length is equal to 5 particles, exactly 5 particles. Velocity depends on particle velocity, power 1 over 5. By the way, no sound speed is present, right? So this is the shape of this solitary wave. Width doesn't depend on amplitude, completely different with KdV. Strong nonlinearity resulted in a solitary wave width equal only to 5 particles. It has compact support, which immediately raises question about possible failure of continuum approach. Somebody say, well, why 5? Why not 7? Why not 9? I will demonstrate that 5 comes directly from fourth exponent, which means that scale in strong nonlinear system is generated by scale of the system, size of the particle, and exponent in the interaction law. Very interesting way to generate space scales. For very small initial compression, amplitude of the pulse or relation of pulse to sound speed is equal to infinity. It's amazingly strong pulse in comparison with initial precompression. And interesting other things, velocity of this pulse directly related to the energy of the pulse, which is a very bizarre situation because if you have sound speed is sound speed, right? It doesn't depend too much on energy of pulse, right? This dependence of energy is very interesting. And by the way, this was suggested in Einstein's letter to Born when he tried to build strong and nonlinear approach to gravitational equation. I still cannot find out why he needs strong nonlinearity. I will show you original letter. So soliton can be considered as quasi-particle with effective mass 1.4 mass of particle. So again, main features of zonic vacuum. It's qualitatively different with FPU problem, connected with FPU problem only in case of strong precompressions. So we have no phonons, which are direct consequence of linear elastic interaction between particles. Basic excitation are strong and nonlinear solitary waves, not phonon. No characteristic speed like sound speed. Speed of solitary wave can be infinitely larger than sound speed and strongly depends on its energy. Unlike width of solitary wave in weakly nonlinear case, which is KdV of PU problem, soliton of zonic vacuum has width independent on amplitude. This is the shortest possible career of information. Zonic vacuum has a zero tensile strength, and static precompression reduces zonic vacuum to FPU problem if pulse amplitude is small in comparison with initial strain. Hierarchy of waves or in continuum. I use Russian dolls to demonstrate a complexity. I do believe that they were not invented for this presentation, but they fit very well anyway. So this is the classical wave equation, right? Everybody understands it's Lagrange, D'Alembert solution. And interesting thing that people did not pay attention that this equation is very strange. It does not feel what type of material you have, right? Granular material, piece of steel, air, wood, the same. Very strange equation. If you would like to introduce mesostructure, you need to go to this one. And historically, it was introduced from acoustics. These two equations were introduced from motion of waves in water. And this equation, which is more general, is introduced in granular materials, right? Because in granular materials, we do have strong linearity. So I would like to say right now, mechanics of granular materials is on the forefront of the general wave dynamics because this is where we have generalizations. By the way, there are only 4 steps because 2 small parameters, right? 1, no small parameters at all. 1 small parameter, second step. 2 small parameters together, third. 1 small parameter different than here, 4, only 4, right? And this Russian doll demonstrates that in this equation, in biggest doll, you have all 3, right? You would like to go from this equation, you can get this one, this one, and this one. You can go from this to this equation. You cannot go from this equation to this. And you see qualitative step, what happened before, people took this equation and added small terms, dispersive or nonlinear, until we hit the wall. Then we need to have a different approach. All right, what else is unique for strong nonlinear materials? They process pulses very fast. It means you get into the system, triangular pulse, you need only 75 units, and this pulse is decomposed into sequence of different pulses. They're very robust, they survive more or less intact randomness, they survive potential, on-site potential, this is recent result, and also they exist in 2D structures, it was observed experimentally. History lessons. Interesting thing that Bernoulli in 1741 mentioned that for the elongation will not be proportional to the extending force and everything must be irregular, right? Completely wrong suggestion, right? Next step, 1926, Einstein actually told that he needs strong nonlinearity, and that's why he introduced rubber bands. I would like to find velocity which is regulated by potential energy, for example, rubber bands. But what does it mean that he requires velocity which is regulated by potential energy? It's not sound speed, it's not speed of light. Einstein did not mention metals or ceramics, which represent a linear system, a small amplitude. We saw that in strong nonlinear case, solid wave velocity is strongly regulated by potential energy. For example, it is equal to zero when potential energy is equal to zero. And for specific case of strong nonlinear Hertzsprung chain, it exhibits exactly what Einstein wanted to find. Velocity is strongly dependent on potential energy. Einstein was very pessimistic about continuum approximation. It's very sad that we cannot enjoy his presence here because he would be excited, right? When we discuss how granular materials are described by continuum approach. Look what he told. I consider it quite possible that physics cannot be based on the field concept, on continuous structures. In that case, nothing remains of my entire castle in the air. Gravitation theory included, and the rest of modern physics. You can say this only at the end of your career, otherwise nobody will give you tenure, right, after that. Interesting that Einstein did not connect requirement of strong nonlinearity, which in zonic vacuum resulted in a solitary wave V equals 5 particle size, with possible failure of continuum approach. Somehow he wanted to have strong nonlinear system, and he failed that continuum approach may fail. I think it was a very good guess, but I failed to find out if he connected this. Maybe I tried, but I could not. What is happening with granular materials? Very nice match of continuum approach and discrete approach. Very nice match for periodic waves. And even for shock waves depending on dissipation can be oscillatory or monotonous. Conditions for transition from monotonous to oscillatory from the equation and from in numerical calculation was practically identical. Last word about continuum versus discrete is this bizarre picture. Look at this, this is a very, very bizarre picture. So this is a continuum approach using my equations or equation by Rosenau Hyman. They give practically identical results in both cases. Continuum approach, right? Discrete approach, even if you have n equal 11, huge nonlinearity, still it describes some object which has only practically one particle. So continuum approach is able to describe something which has only particle, one particle. I think it's remarkable. So probably Einstein was too pessimistic about continuum approximation, right? So even more so, theorem for discrete lattice of existence. Usually mathematicians provide theorem of existence after it was shown in experiments. Then they feel comfortable to provide that existence theory, right? And continuum approximation give identical results. So dissipation. Dissipation in strong nonlinear system may result in different shape of the pulse. For example, if you have delta function, what you can expect from delta function disturbance? Just something very short, right? But in strong nonlinear system, it generates solitary wave, which follows by compression pulse, and then solitary wave decays, goes away, and you have some compression pulse. So it's just interesting demonstration that approach that dissipation in strong nonlinear system can dramatically change shape of the pulse. I talk about Gerson's system, but what about general interaction law? General equation, it's possible to prove that in this case we also have existence of strong nonlinear wave if you have this shape of potential energy. Example of power law For n equal larger than 1, you have this velocity of solitary wave. This is the length of solitary wave. Again, you see that we have scale of new continuum object, Ln, which is scaled with the size of the particles, which is expected. What is not expected, that it's scaled with the exponent, right there. So if you have L of n equal L over 2, you exactly get these 5 particles. When n is approaching 1, so if you have grains which interact with power law, but n is close to 1, the characteristic scale is approaching infinity. At large n, with very steep potential, ln is close to a. The width in this case also does not depend on amplitude. Realizations, not only granular material, this is more practical material for heavy impact, because if you use O-rings, which are very strongly nonlinear, their heads are only in the beginning, and then if they have power 6, even more strongly nonlinear, wonderful example of metamaterial, which can work very well against heavy impact. This is the propagations of pulses in this material. What is interesting, it can be tuned and increase velocity of pulse by initial strain, let's say from 100 meters per second to 500 meters per second. You cannot do it with any normal materials, but increase of velocity 5 times, this was experimentally proven. Dissipative properties, strong and nonlinear of rings, path sensitive. We are struggling with understanding of this dissipative processes, not with great success. Other realizations, cylinders, which made in the paper by Darai and Koosas, and also other cylindrical system. By the way, this system can be used for very large areas to protect very large areas. There are other implementation. I would like to emphasize anomalous, strong and nonlinear discrete systems. This is a stiffening. This is system stiffening. You must say, hey, the system don't exist. Wait a second. They do exist. This is recent publication in Science, which is based on the reversibly assembled three-dimensional lattice, and buckling of element results in this anomalous behavior, which, by the way, has a relatively small hysteresis. In this case, we have solitary wave, which propagates, but rarefaction solitary wave. The width also comparable to the size of the particles and predicted very well in discrete and continuum approximations. What is happening when this bizarre material is impacted? Well, initially you create a regular pulse, which then disintegrates into leading rarefaction pulse and attenuating oscillatory tail, which means if you created protective device based on this principle, you impact it, and you don't have compression waves, right? So this is ultimate, this is a concept for ultimate mitigation devices. Interfaces, right? What happened between two materials if they don't have acoustic impedance? Well, this is what's happening. If solitary wave approaches interface, which is here, and this is a heavy material, this is a light material, instead of one solitary wave, you have a train of solitary wave. If solitary wave approaches interface from other side, you have reflected and transmitted solitary wave in more or less predicted by the conservation law. We explained this behavior in recent paper, which was published in 2003, and Vincenzo is sitting in the room. We have a continuum, solitary wave is continuum object, right? When it goes to interface, it's practically submit all energy to single particles, heavy particles of interface, and these particles start to dance, creating sequence of solitary wave, which can be explained based on simple conservation law, and this is what is happening with the prediction based on this simple model and theoretical simulation. Very unusual behavior when we have transition from continuum to discrete and again to continuum. Under the angle, we have very similar behavior. In this case, we have sequence of solitary wave. In this case, we have transmitted and reflected solitary wave. Again, approach based on the mass ratio work very well in this case. Remember, the system have no acoustic impedances. Unusual behavior when we have heavy zonic vacuum, light zonic vacuum, compression wave approaches. You never would expect compression wave from something which is very light, but still it exists. This is experiment, numerical calculations. And this transmission can be regulated by the internal force. That's why acoustic diode concept was proposed based on this observation. If it is the case before, as I demonstrated before, interfacial interface, compression solitary wave, reflection also solitary wave here, train of the pulses, periodic pulses, and transmitted wave is a solid. Very unusual, unexpected behavior. You can use property of interfaces to trap pulses in protective devices. Don't need dissipation. And in two mass units, very interesting results by a group of Vakakis. Yuli Starosvetsky, very bright scientist, and he's in Technion right now. They demonstrated, I would like to say, unusual behavior of classical system, which has a quantum properties. So solitary waves are supported only with some specific ratio of masses. You can tune band gaps with two mass system. This is band gaps. Force F0 is affecting this parameter beta. And this is what happens if you're outside the band gap and if you're inside band gap. You can attenuate signal very effectively. Last concept is still not published. When we have strong linearity introduced not by grain contact, not by O-ring, but by tensegrity structures, they have very unusual behavior. They can be tuned to behave as elastically stiffening. At larger strains, they move to the range of softening, or they can be softening all the way around. We don't talk about this one because it's probably unstable. So again, what is happening here, if you impact the system, you create solitary reflection wave. You have a pulse, very unusual. On interfaces, very unusual behavior. Compression pulse approaches system. This is low impedance, elastically hardening materials. This is high impedance, elastically softening materials. You will never expect a reflection of compression wave from this interface. And it's still exactly what is happening. And you see a transmission of the reflection solitary wave here instead of expected compression solitary wave. And this is also very unusual and interesting behavior. All right, conclusions. So we have a new class of medium where new wave dynamics should be developed and should be very happy that granular materials introduce this class of behavior, which can be mimicked in other probably systems. They're highly tunable, include tunability of band gaps by small external force. Different realizations are possible. Wave equation is a generalization of the Kartweg-Defries equation, and the latter being the partial case for small amplitude waves. So new system support new periodic waves, new compression solitary waves, and shock waves, which are qualitatively different than nonlinear KdV. Space scales dictated by scale of the system plus power in power law, for example, exponent. Very short pulses, even for 3 over 2 is only 5 particle size. Initial impulse can be processed very quickly because of strong nonlinearity. If you have weak nonlinearity, weak dispersion, you need to have long propagation distance before you can do something to the pulse. Strong nonlinearity allows us to do it in a very short distances, very good for protection. They demonstrate new behavior and anomalous reflection from interfaces. Remember this continuum, discrete continuum. Observed in experiments, and important thing that this new animal is observed by different independent group of researchers. They exhibited even quantum effects in classical system, like in Vakakis group, they are supported only with case of the discrete mass ratio. Viscous dissipation may qualitatively change shock wave structure or result in two-way structure. Abnormal behavior is very interesting. If you can design very robust metamaterials, it would be ultimate impact protection devices. Questions, suggestions for future? A lot of suggestions because just in the beginning, everything in the beginning. Still serious question, continuum versus discrete description. What are the limits? How many particles you should have before you say this is continuum? Very unanswered questions. Non-stationary analysis of transient, dependence of number of solitary waves on parameters of initial disturbance. Initial value problem is not solved. Optimization of properties. Assembling and testing of new strong nonlinear metamaterials, for example, tensegrity based or materials based on 3D printing, for example. On smaller scales, if somebody will be able to create materials on atomic scale, it would be just wonderful. anomalous system. Additive manufacturing is possible for the processing. What about optimization for targeted energy transfer? You would like to transfer all energy through interface in one path. Nice to find out electromagnetic and molecular analogs of strong and nonlinear systems. Chaos and thermalization in system without phonons, right? Nanoscale system without phonons. How heat propagates in system without phonons, right? Undisturbed localization and disorder strong and nonlinear system. Finally, optimization of soft condensed materials for impact blast mitigation, development of lenses for focusing, defocusing, delay in lines, and other. Detailed information can be found in the following book, chapter one, and papers. And thank you very much for your attention. I did it, Corey. I did not use even stick, right?
Interesting presentation.
Thank you very much. I did not expect anything else from you. You're very kind.
When a wave travels through the interface,
yes.
You see the reflection.
Yes.
Can you actually theoretically predict those reflections?
Correct. In normal case, acoustic impedance is an instrument which predicts what will happen. If compression wave approaches, let's say, high impedance material, low impedance material, you know what is happening. In this case, it's completely different. But what is possible to predict based on mass ratio of the element in your system? Yes, it's possible to predict. Yes.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. I have a quick question. So let me see if I have it right. So you're saying there's a distinction between FPU and the new materials you're talking
right.
about. Is it that just the FPU coefficients scale as 1 over the pre-stress?
It is in partial case. Let me just. In partial case, we just started. It is a case, in weak and nonlinear case, yes. But then I demonstrated that you have a blow up of the FPU solution.
Okay, but that.
So
that,
this that, is what this is for the, if you have precompressed your system and you have weak amplitude, small amplitude of signal, you get a FPU and you have these solutions. In this case, you do scale coefficients of FPU or KdV with initial pre-stress. But if initial pre-stress is small, zero, or you have amplitude much larger than initial pre-stress, forget about KdV. It does not exist. It has nothing to do with description of system. It's complete. That's why you have this Russian doll system, right? You see, I just would like to show you again. See, you cannot get, this is, can be reduced to KdV. You cannot get from here to here. It's prohibited. You can get from here to here to here. You cannot fit a big doll into small doll. You can try, but I tell you, it's not going to be successful. This is a general equation. This equation is a partial case of this one. And if you have a pre-stress and small amplitude of wave, you get to this one, to KdV or to FPU. You see, this is weakly nonlinear FPU. Okay?
In thermoelectric materials, you try to mismatch the phonons from the electron systems on nanoscales to really get high parameters. And the way they do it actually is to have a gap in the band structure of the phonon structure and then for the electronic structures. Can you play? Did I understand you right when you mentioned the O-ring so often that you play the same game here, metamaterials also? Can you, for that?
I don't think it's the same, but I think that O-rings are a perfect
example. That's when it's a game. It's the same mismatch actually between the band gaps for the phonons for the different materials. Can you do that on nanoscales?
Right. I don't have a recipe to create strong nonlinearity on nanoscale. I don't have. But what I did with the O-rings, I just use O-rings as a strong and nonlinear connection, strong and nonlinear spring connecting two elements. Now, this strong and nonlinear element is interesting by itself. It's a $1 billion industry, but believe it or not, design of O-rings and the impact is based on quasi-static response. And I had no time to show you, but rigidity of O-rings and the dynamic impact, just 1 meter per second, not very big velocity. 4 times higher than predicted. So something which is designed, all automobiles, everything which is moving and uses Orient is based on wrong design. I don't know why it's still okay, so to speak. So it's based only on the nonlinear property. I don't know how to connect it with the electron phonon system. I don't know. It would be very nice to create some analog of system which has no phonons. Then it would be extremely tunable. Then heat conductivity, if you are able to create the strong nonlinear system without phonon based on concept of zonic vacuum, you will have immense tunability of heat conductivity. Right. So this is, it will be dream, right? Came true.
Vitaly, can I ask a question?
Yes.
Here.
Yes.
One aspect that I'm be curious about is when you have a sonic vacuum in one direction, let's say in shear, and you try to excite a strongly nonlinear wave in shear, for example, in a square lattice, it seems to me that one thing that can happen that is not fully captured by, say, a one-dimensional front moving is a coupling between something like shear and compression. Namely that, you know, like I could describe a shear wave in a sonic vacuum purely as a transverse motion of a 1D chain. But, and then I could consider it as a one-dimensional field. But what can happen also is that as you shear, you induce a compressional wave. And that would be another way of sort of, it seems to me, going beyond those equations.
I think it's quite probable. But what I would like to mention is a very interesting idea to model shear wave with a transverse motion of one-dimensional particles, which is not clearly recognized if you have a string.
Right.
Right? Which is used in all textbook as demonstration for derivation of D'Alembert wave equation. Yeah. What is happening, people always put tension.
Right.
Look, on all textbook you see speed is equal T0 tension divided by rho square root, right? But what is, nobody interested what's happening if the string has no tension.
Absolutely, but for that problem.
This is a strongly nonlinear system with N equals 3. So you can consider shear wave as this equation with N equals 3.
I'm fully aware of that. And,
okay.
And in fact, your book does have this discussion.
I didn't know that you read my book.
I'm one of your most avid readers, but when you try to, for example, use that prediction to understand how a shear shockwave would go in a square lattice, assuming that each layer would follow as if it was that 1D thing, you discover that as you shear strongly, you can induce in the strongly nonlinear regime a compressional wave. So there can be, in general, in the more generic setup of materials that you're considering, a coupling between different modes of deformation of the material.
I think this is a very, very interesting question, but you need to ask Professor Vitelli for this question. He's the expert in this area, not me.
I can't beat you on sense of humor, I'm afraid.
No, I don't know. The only thing, what is a good idea, I would like to look on the string with a transverse vibration and introduce dissipation. Nobody did it. I just presented solution for strongly nonlinear wave, which I didn't recognize that it can be used as an analog of shear wave. You're absolutely right. Take an unstretched string, excite transverse vibration, introduce viscosity, and see what will happen. I think it's a great idea. I really think it's a good idea for modeling of shear wave in 1D case with transverse vibrations. I thank you very much for the idea. I hopefully we'll publish first before you will publish this.
You can publish together.
Which is impossible. I know, you're very fast.
Let's thank Vitaly.
Yes, okay.
And the next speaker can come up.
Okay.